Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Well, let me welcome Off Script to the No Dearth of Books bookstore here in Gig Harbor.
Great, thank you. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, you got beautiful weather today, so it ought to all be good.
Yes.
No rain, no breezes.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
we planned it this way.
Yes, exactly.
I really had hoped.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, Gig Harbor's been a good place for bookstores over the years. So we've been here since 2011, and there's one down the way that's about the same age. And then one up the hill that sells new books.
Oh, cool.
So prior to that, these bookstores were around, but there was also a Borders up the hill that it closed, of course, when the national chain went up.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we're glad you guys stayed around.
Oh, yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. We like used books.
Yes.
That's our thing.
It's perfect. Okay. Hey, you know, so, can't get enough books, used or
there
new.
You go.
So.
Yeah. Okay.
Great. All right.
Okay. Well, I understand you're going to review a book here.
Yeah, let's
okay.
do it.
Then I'll okay. get out of the way.
All right. Thanks. Okay. Are we ready?
Yes.
Or you got to say something.
I got to say something. So, guys, we recorded our intro and outro at the Tacoma Library, but exciting news. No Dearth is also letting us record remotely in Gig Harbor. So we're going to cover Divergent here. We did our intro and outro, but we are going to record our meat of the episode here at No Dearth.
Yeah.
Thank you, Guy, for letting us record here.
Yes. Yes, we're excited. Look at us. It's a bouncing around episode. So hope you guys follow. We're confusing ourselves a little bit.
Just wait till you see the pictures and you're even more confused.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. All right.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
And welcome
to Off Script,
a podcast
where we compare the books to their movies.
Yeah. It feels so good to be saying that finally.
I know. My gosh.
We've been recording many minisodes and remotes and things like that. And we haven't done an
actual episode in weeks.
Yeah, I feel like it was a month ago.
At least.
So, yes, I'm so excited to be
doing this
one.
Also, just to let you know, in case you can hear some sound effects, we are...
Sound effects?
Yeah, whatever. We are remote recording in...
the South Tacoma branch of the Tacoma Public Libraries.
Thank you. My brain just farted hardcore. I was like, I don't know what this is.
I also have my children with me who are being fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So proud of them.
So if you hear them...
it's because they've been sitting for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And they're
ready.
Ready to go. So... we're going to see how long we can go.
Yeah. Wish us luck.
Yes. But anyways, so we are on season 3, episode 5.
How?
We are doing our series.
Finally.
Yes.
And it's also one of my favorites.
Divergent. So let's do it.
Let's, because we really painted you a picture already.
We surely did. So in a world based on factions and virtues, Triss learns that she doesn't fit in. She chooses to leave her own family and faction to join the Dauntless, which is another faction.
Mm-hmm.
Now she must complete initiation or become factionless, all while trying to figure out a growing conflict. Could have worded that better.
A little bit.
A growing conflict that threatens to unravel this peaceful community.
I realize I think I like the giver, because this is very much.
Yep. I felt giver vibes watching and reading this.
Uh-huh. Like, I was reading this. And I was like, oh, this is probably why I like the giver.
All right. So let's keep on going. Checking along. We got a comment that we
take too long.
We take about 40 minutes to get to the meat of the episode. So we're trying to get better at that. But I feel like we have since we started doing minisodes.
I think so, because now we just kind of chit chat about random stuff in the minisode. Mm-hmm. Unless the episode dictates that it ends up with chit chat ahead of time.
Yes.
Yes.
But
I agree.
All right. So we have the author, Veronica Roth, director, Neil Berker, screenplay writer, Evan Daughtry and Vanessa Taylor, and audiobook reader, Emma Galvin. I said every name right.
I thought you were getting on your kids.
No, I'm so proud of myself. Are you guys proud of me? Yes.
Good
Thank
job.
Thank you.
Good job.
Oh, gosh. Anyways, the audiobook review is good, too.
Oh, nice.
I realize I usually say. She did good. All right. So the book came out April 26, 2011, and the movie March 21st, 2014. That's just a three-year difference.
Wow.
I know. Why did I feel like it was longer? I don't know. I don't know, because I only heard about it when the movie came out. So,
I know. Yeah. I know. Same. I don't.
All right. Well, coming to that, which did you read or watch first?
I read the book first because I knew it was coming out as a movie and I wanted to see it. So I was like, oh, I got to read this.
The funny thing with this is, did he get it for me after or before the book or the movie came out? I think it was before. Cameron got me. We did this once, but we were like, we should do this all the time. We were having a really bad day. I think I've said this on the podcast. Having a really bad day. And so he just buys me the entire book set of Divergent, Cameron did. And then like a week later, he was having a bad day. So I bought him the entire book set of The Maze Runner. And we were like, this is cool. Unlike me, though, Cameron actually read his books. I did not read my books. But I was in the middle of college. I was planning a wedding when this movie came out. And so I watched it first. Mm-hmm. And I realized I watched it in theaters. And I didn't realize that until I was watching it at home. Time. Yes. But this is the only one. I didn't watch any of the others in theaters.
Really?
That's so weird to me.
That's funny.
At least I didn't watch the next one.
Yeah.
I have not.
You don't know if you've seen Legion.
Not yet. I'm going to watch that tonight, I think.
You'll find out.
I will. All right. What are your initial thoughts on this book?
I love this story so much. I feel like it's, to me, this is one of the more adult, young adult books that's out there. And I love, because it's a very, very subtle message about how good it is to be human. Mm-hmm. Because being divergent is just what that is.
Yeah.
And so that's one of my favorite parts about it.
All right. So why did we pick this book movie combo?
Because it's one of my favorites.
Oh, wait, I didn't say my initial thoughts.
Oh, no, you did not.
Okay. I really like it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had fun with it. It's like, I like both of them. I had fun with both
the movie and the book.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So why'd we pick this book and movie?
Because it's one of my favorite books. And I know that this is one of the better book series for us to do.
Oh, okay. Riley, stop.
Because of how different the movies are.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So it's a good comparing.
Yeah.
It's good for our podcast.
Yeah. I've been nervous to do it, but also not.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm excited.
Yeah. So that's why.
Well, let's do it. Let's keep going. Mm-hmm. So we got super fun facts. I had some fun ones with this. I had actually so many that I tried to figure out a way I could sprinkle them in the front.
I like it.
All right. So the first one is, the sound that Peter or Miles Teller makes when Triss hits him in the throat is genuine. Like, Shailene didn't want to hurt him, but he's like, no, come on, let's go, let's go. And so they got more and more aggressive and he punched his throat and he was not expecting it.
That's hilarious.
Oh, gosh. So Theo James, aka 4,
did all of his own stunts.
Oh, that's awesome.
No stunt double at all.
Wow.
I know. It's impressive.
Oh, that's awesome.
Especially if they're jumping off trains and stuff.
That's so horrifying.
Right? Okay. Miles Teller originally auditioned for the role of Four, but he was told that he wasn't going to be able to get it. Months later, the producers watched The Spectacular Now, and they were so impressed that they called him and offered him the role of Eric.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah.
But he turned it down because he wouldn't be able to pull off that intimidating towards Theo. But then he was offered the role of Peter, which he accepted because his friend, Shailene, sent him a text saying, "You got to accept this role."
Oh,
I know. So that they can work together again.
So cute. She's like, "I need you in this movie."
Yes.
I love that. I love Miles.
Yeah, isn't that cute? Mm-hmm. Okay. Then Shailene Woodley was the only actress considered for Triss.
Whoa.
No one else even auditioned.
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy?
That's insane.
I know. She did really good too.
Yeah.
Okay. So at first, Shailene declined the role, but then she talked to Jennifer Lawrence about Hunger Games. And
that's cool.
That made her accept it.
That's awesome.
Yep.
I remember at the Hunger Games red carpet premiere, Shailene went because, so Divergent is done by Lionsgate, the studio. And so when a studio has a big release, if you're signed on to do a movie with them, they make you go to those red carpet premieres too.
Interesting.
And so the Hunger Games is Lionsgate. And so it's also Twilight, which is why some Twilight people went to that one. And so Shailene went and signed autographs. And this was like, I only knew her for the teenager one, The Secret Life. Yeah. And so I didn't try to get her autograph or anything. I just took pictures of her. And I was like, it's cool because I used to watch this TV. Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure I got her autograph when I was at the red carpet for Divergent. But yeah, I was like, yeah, idiot. That was like one of your favorites and The Fault in Our Stars.
Oh, man. Okay, so the last one. When ziplining after Capture the Flag, the extra who opens the door on the roof is Veronica Roth, the author.
Wow.
I know.
I need to go back and rewatch it now.
I know, right?
That's actually really cool.
Isn't that cool?
I love that.
I know. Let's start with the book.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
Okay.
Okay. I low-key do want to start eating these cookies.
Do it. You're just going to have to talk right when you take a bite.
Guys, John brought me crumble cookies.
Yep. What a good boyfriend.
I know. How sweet of him.
I know. He's also our groupie and tags along on any remotes we have now.
Yeah.
We'll take it. Makes us feel a little more famous. All right. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So the book kicks off and we're talking about all these factions. There's five different factions. Candor is all about honesty. Abnegation apparently is also all about honesty. Not true. Come on, Allison. I'm reading my notes again. Look, you're not even looking.
I really wish you should have seen my face.
You're not even looking at the notes this time. I could have just fixed that without you knowing.
But you read your notes is the problem.
No, I paused and I was like, that's not right, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Look, guys, she likes to make me laugh.
I do. Gosh, I'm just that funny. Okay, abnegation is about selflessness, right? Amity is about friendliness. Dauntless is the protectors. Erudites are all the smarts.
I'm not saying nothing because I'm taking my stuff out.
Oh, Bree's taking her teeth out right now. That's what I tell my kids when you do it. They're like, what?
They always stare and watch.
Yeah, they're like, that's so gross. And there are factionless too, which they don't belong anywhere. They got kicked out or whatever. So our story follows Beatrice and her brother, Caleb. They're siblings and they're 16, which means now they're old enough. They get to choose which faction they want to be in. And they grew up in abnegation. And right now they're at school and their tests are going to be done at lunch. Mm-hmm. And Beatrice is really nervous. And a lady named Tori from Dauntless is who's going to give her a test. And yeah, she gives her the serum and she puts her in like this weird reality where now she has to make choices.
Yeah, they're testing her. They're making sure that she chooses for the right Do you want my mouse?
No, it's okay. It's fine.
They're basically testing to see all the different, what you call them?
Scenarios.
No. I mean, scenarios, yes, but no, what I'm saying is they're testing factions for your impulses, because your impulses are basically what faction you should be in.
Yes. And well, Beatrice at this point, sorry, is like not listen to anything. Like there's a dog that came. Well, first she heard a voice telling her to pick either the cheese or the knife. And she's like, why? And so then the both of them disappeared. And then a dog comes and she remembers how to calm it down with all the knowledge she has on dogs. And then a little girl comes and Beatrice saves her from the dog. And then she's put in a room with a man asking if she knew where a murderer was because he's after her, his family. And she's like, no, but she did know. And then she woke up.
In the movie. Goodness. Triss just keeps going on and on about how nervous she is that she's not going to get into abnegation. I was like, girl. She says it many times. And yes, in the book, it's very much a thought. Like, she's like, oh, I don't fit in, but I want to fit in because this is where my family is. But that's really the only thought that she puts into it. Mm-hmm. Whereas in the movie, it's very much like, I don't fit in here. I was like, girl, shut up. Even in the book, you knew that you were meant to be dauntless from the start. There's also a scene with Caleb and Triss. Oh, cool.
Oh, fun.
Because we are at Nodirth, you can hear
church
the church bell because it is now
noon o'clock.
2 o'clock. So there's a scene with Caleb and Triss where they are walking from school to home. No, from home to school.
Okay.
And they're talking. And they flat out just have a conversation about how I'm not as selfless as you are. And again, I get it because here comes my line. There's no way to show, except for here's the problem. There is a way to show inner monologue because Triss is narrating this whole movie.
Yes.
So she could have been like, I'm nowhere near as selfless as my brother.
Right.
But then I also kind of think that maybe what happened is they wanted to give Ansel some more screen time.
Mm-hmm. I also like this. This is a fun fact.
Good.
That Ansel's line or Caleb's line is because she doesn't help someone, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, what if they were an amputee or blind? And it was like, he was an amputee in Fault in Our Stars.
And
the friend was blind. Isn't that funny?
That's hilarious. That's good.
That was a good little tie-in they did there.
Yeah. But that I was still frustrated. And then I get that this was the movie showing that Peter is going to be probably one of our antagonists, but they show him out in the normal world bullying the abnegation.
I think they were in line. Were they in line to go do their test?
Oh, were they? I know they were outside.
I just thought he went
up to a group of abnegation and was rude about it. And like everything he said in that scene were things he was supposed to say to Triss after reading newspaper articles in Dauntless.
Yep.
So that made me upset.
I wonder which one Brie likes better.
With these books, it's probably going to be very obvious. So then the test serum, every serum in this book is supposed to be a shot. And the test serum was a drink shot.
It was so funny because, you know, we watched them do the drink, right?
Yeah.
And then later in the movie, she gets the shot in the neck. And my mom's like, why can't she just drink them all? And I was like, I don't think they were supposed to drink
that first one.
Yeah.
It was all a shot. Yeah. I thought that was stupid. And like your mom said, if you're going to have them drink the first one, why aren't they drinking them all?
Right.
Makes no sense. In the movie, in the book, when Triss is hearing the voice tell her to choose, it's actually Tori's voice that says, you need to choose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the movie, it's Triss's voice. A whole new Triss comes up to her and goes, you need to choose.
I know. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I was also really sad that there was no bus test because we saw basically all of the tests that we see in the book, in the movie, except for the bus test. And the bus test was how they were supposed to eliminate one of the other factions that she possibly could have been. So really, they just like let her test. And from one thing, they're like, oh, no, you have too many options. You're done.
Tori freaked out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm already kind of blanking on the movie, but I'm going to say what I wrote because it makes sense to me. In the book, the test gets manually entered because Tori then fixes it. She changes it so that no one is on Triss's tail.
Yeah.
In the movie, she just goes and tells. I think, she's ushering her out, and she's like, I have to go tell them your test results. I was like, you don't have to go tell them. You type it into the computer that you were just typing into. Yes.
And I want to say this, okay, because here we are when she wakes up, right? And so in the book, Tori's explaining all her test results, right? Mm-hmm. That she tested positive for 3.
Yeah.
Abnegation, dauntless, erudite. Mm-hmm. So this means she's divergent.
Mm-hmm.
And Tori sends her home early, and she's told not to say anything.
Yeah, Tori tells her to make sure that she just tells everyone she got sick from the test serum.
Mm-hmm. And she's abnegation. That's what she's putting in the computer. And
I would have been pissed if I knew that I was going to go dauntless. I would have said, hey, can you do dauntless?
Right.
Because then everyone's looking at her like, you were abnegation, but you chose dauntless.
Right. But I also, okay, so there are things, this is why I'm having a hard time deciding which I like more. Because there are things in the movie I like better, but there are details in the book that I wish were there, right?
Yeah. Like, so, this is not there.
No. So this is one of the details I wish was there.
She just automatically, you're divergent.
Yes. But in the movie, I like kind of the urgency and terror she has. Because in the book, it was kind of like, okay, here's what happened.
Yeah.
She was really calm about it, but I was like, don't you think she'd be a little freaked out? Like, knowing that.
What's funny? It's so funny hearing how you read these books.
Why? Because
I read them and I don't want to say she's freaked out, but she's like urgent. Like, okay, I'm going to tell you what I can, but I need to get you out of my room because the longer you're in my room.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. That's how I read it too. But
wanted me to freak out.
I guess thinking about it, that she's a dauntless, she would have been more cool, collected.
Mm-hmm.
But
she's brave. Oh, that's quick.
It definitely gave us the, oh my gosh, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
In the movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So, in the book, on the way home, she is stopped by a super creepy factionless guy. And, like, that didn't really happen in the movie. I mean, she was stopped, but, like, in the book, it was, like, hardcore. This guy is, like.
She wasn't stopped. She sees them.
Oh, yeah, she didn't.
She sees them and grabs her bag like she's worried.
Yeah.
She doesn't even think, like, Dad always tells me to have an extra apple for them or anything like that. She just sees them and freaked and ran. That's one of my notes.
Okay. All right. So then their family's all sitting at the table. They're chatting about choosing day. And we learn that other factions have been questioning abnegation because abnegation is in charge of the government because they're they're civil servants. And so other ones are not too happy with their leadership qualities because one of their leader's sons named Tobias left the faction to become dauntless 2 years ago. And because his family was cruel and beat him and all this sort of stuff. And Dad's like, no, it's not true, blah, 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 blah. That happened in the movie, right? We didn't learn the name, though, did we?
We didn't learn the name. But also, in the book, isn't that all inner monologue? Like, Triss is explaining that to us, the reader.
I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure. So, in the movie, because the thing with abnegation, too, is there is a clear dividing line between adults and children. And so, like, once the choosing ceremony happened, the parents would then be able to clue the kids into certain things that are happening within the faction.
Oh.
Whereas in the movie, there's no line like that. In the movie, they don't, like, literally, my notes here are, Dad gets on Triss for leaving the test, which is funny because that doesn't happen. Triss is just like, I was sick. And then they're like, ooh, we heard that this happened. And Triss is like, ooh, that was me, but I can't tell you.
Right.
And then
Tris tries to ask a few questions, and like Caleb and her dad look at her in the book like, you can't do that. Whereas in the movie, Tris is asking questions, her parents are answering, and they're just talking to her all about Marcus.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So we're at the choosing ceremony now, and it's kind of cool. I like how they have to choose.
Yeah.
And they like cut their hand a little bit, and they either put it in coal for Dauntless.
Mm-hmm.
Water
for Erudite.
Mm-hmm. Sand. Rocks. Rocks for Abnegation.
Yes.
Glass.
Glass for
Candor.
Yeah.
And Dirt for Amity.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And so Caleb got chosen first, and he chose Erudite. So he switched factions, and everybody's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And then
Tris is like, oh shit, I can't change.
But she does. And so she goes to Dauntless. And that happens.
That does, except for in the movie, Janine becomes this big character that she's the behind the scenes bad guy, whereas in the movie they make her the obvious bad guy. So there's a scene where Tris's parents
holding
like
our hands, as you used to
yes don't hold my damn hand, I've got this, I can figure it out on my own. So Tris's parents go up to Janine and they're like, oh, good morning, and like they make snide comments to each other.
Yeah.
Also, the other thing that happens there, it's supposed to be kind of like The Giver, where the ceremony where the kids are separate from the parents in the movie.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They're just with their parents.
So what happens when you watch the movie first?
Yeah.
You just assume.
You're just like, this is how it is. You're getting descriptions and you're like, nope, that did not happen.
Right. Like just, oh, I know what happened here. I don't have to pay attention to this part. How interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's after the ceremony and they have to go to their factions, their new faction's headquarters. And to get to Dauntless, they have to jump on a moving train. One initiate was like, no way. And so he's now factionless.
Bum, bum, bum.
Then they have to jump off. Another initiate's like, no way, factionless. One jumps and falls and dies.
Dead.
And that was funny.
I'm keeping that in. You laughing at us.
We're funny. You guys are so lucky. Yeah, so now Tris is wrapping her head all around this. And while they're on the train, she makes friends or acquaintance with this girl named Christina.
Mm-hmm.
And so they jump off the train together. And then they have to jump down into this dark hole, like in the middle. They're like at the roof of a giant building. Mm-hmm. They have to jump down and there's a hole and like you can't see the bottom. And so someone has to go. So Tris offers and just to shut Peter up because he's been picking on her. Oh, because Peter, as we talked about, he now also joined. Mm-hmm. And
he's not a fan of the stiffs, or so they call them,
which are abnegation. Yep. And she lands on this net, right, in the book too. It was a net.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy named Four helps her up, and she introduces herself as Tris.
Mm-hmm.
Because he said you can pick a new name if you want.
Mm-hmm. That pretty much happens.
Yeah, except that no one died.
Oh, yeah, no one died, and no one... Oh, I think someone said, I can't jump on that.
Someone said they couldn't jump off, but no one didn't jump on.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so someone didn't jump off. Mm-hmm. Or no, or was it... I think it was Will or Al that said,
oh,
are you
Al
serious?
Al makes a comment.
So Al made the comment, but he obviously ended up jumping off.
Yeah.
So, no, so everybody made it to headquarters.
To, well, it's because they didn't want to have a million...
deaths off the...
A million deaths. A million initiates.
Oh.
They didn't want to have to hire a bunch of extras.
Fair. I'll give them that. Okay. Now they're exploring Dauntless. And Tris made some friends, as we said. Christina, Will, and Al. And they're sitting at lunch together. And a tough guy, looking guy named Eric, comes over and starts talking to Four. And we learn that only the top 10 initiates will continue... and the rest will become factionless.
So the one thing about them exploring Dauntless in the movies is they made a huge deal about the bathrooms being in the bedroom.
They did.
And that's not in the book.
No, I don't know even why they did that.
I think it's so stupid.
Yeah, that didn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I was like, hold on. There's a whole bathroom where they go. Like, they grab their clothes and they go to the showers. You think if you're showering in the same room.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who cares? All my clothes over there.
Because they have to go to the bathroom in the same room, too. There's no stalls or anything.
Mm-hmm. My worst nightmare. Like,
Dauntless sounds horrible.
What's funny is I would want to be Dauntless, but no. I think I would die at having to jump into the hole.
Yeah.
And then movie Dauntless headquarters having to shower and go to the bathroom all together. In the movie, Four is eating with the transfers. Four never eats with the transfers. He eats with all the leaders because he's very much in Dauntless already.
In the movie?
In the book. In the movie, he's eating with the transfers.
Oh, okay. And I thought they sat down next to him.
No, they sat like where they could see him.
Okay. Yeah, yeah,
but he's over there not talking to them.
That's right.
Whereas in the movie, he's like, you guys got to blah, 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 or whatever he says. I pay attention in this movie.
Whatever. Okay. I'm sorry that frustrated you.
It did, very much.
Okay. So then we're getting to training. Or is there more with the meal?
I just hate that Four eats his meal with them.
Okay. All right. So the next day they start training with these guns.
Because it's a big thing. Because later in the book, when they get together and he sits at the table with them, everyone's like, whoa, why is he sitting there? So he's been there this whole time.
Okay. But he doesn't sit with them later in the movie.
No. What an idiot.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So.
Oh, no. Guys, I've been doing a film camp over the summer. One of my film camps had the kid, they really just wanted the meme. I don't even know this meme, but apparently there's a meme where it's, oh my god, or whatever. Okay. And they really wanted one of our actors to say that. And so how you just said it was exactly how he said it.
I didn't even know I said it.
You said, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Oh gosh. Okay. All right. So the next day, they start training, and they start with guns, and it takes a long while, but Triss eventually is able to shoot things. Good job. And
good job.
Good job, Triss.
You did it.
And that evening, Christina took Triss shopping, and they got new clothes, and they got tattoos, and Tori, who was her simulation person for her test, was the tattoo artist. And she tries to get answers involving her test, but Tori's like, no. So she gets a tattoo instead.
Smart. Here's where the movie and the book diverge.
Oh, look at that.
Because I don't even really know where to, like.
Okay, well, the first thing that I remember different, they don't need to go shopping. Because right at the beginning, they get their clothes. Oh, yeah,
they get their clothes. Well, first off, I'm also about to say that Triss is training hard solo is what my note is.
Not yet. She is soon.
No, in the movie she is.
Not until she sees her name is last. That's when she starts training solo.
Oh.
She does eventually when she's like, I don't want to get cut. And she's like, it's after like.
Well, yeah, that's the other. Okay, I should just talk about that because that's a difference too.
Okay.
We'll get there. But. Now they're walking through Dauntless, and they show the chasm, which has a huge-ass waterfall. But in the movie, it's dry. No water.
It's just a cliff.
Yeah. Why is it called the chasm?
Wasn't like
the chasm like, has water in it.
Well, maybe it does. It's just way down there.
It's a little creek. Trickle, trickle, trickle. I was so mad about that. Because, like, there's so many scenes there where they talk about the water splash in their face. There's no water splash in your face there.
I did like, though, in the movie how they didn't have a railing because I feel like that's more Dauntless. So I just felt like that was more Dauntless than.
That's true.
Like, I mean, obviously, safety reasons, the book is smarter, but.
Especially since there's water.
Yes. But Dauntless, it seems more Dauntless not to have a railing.
True.
I'm just pointing out my couple. Likes.
My couple likes.
Okay, so the next day they start fighting skills and they're fighting each other until one can't fight any longer because Eric has a new rule that they're not allowed to say no. And Ford's like pissed about that. Okay, so today Triss is just watching because they have an odd number of initiates. And Christina was fighting this girl, and Christina gives up. And Eric's like, oh, okay, it's okay. Here, let me help you. And he walks her to the chasm, and he makes her get over and hang there for 5 minutes, or she's factionless. Mm-hmm. So she has to get over and hang there. And Will and Triss are encouraging her, and time's up, and Eric's still trying to be like, no, now she has to get up by herself. And Will's like, no, she doesn't. And he went and helped her.
Good job, Will.
Yeah. And eventually, Triss fought Peter and creamed her.
Yep.
So the difference we talked about was that Eric swung Christina over the...
Yeah. I have no notes here.
Oh. That was a huge difference. You didn't take a note on that?
No.
Oh. That was one of the movie things I liked better. Because it seemed like it was more Eric. I mean, asking her to do it is like the manipulative...
It's a little bit more like menacing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also like the... My mom gasped at that part. She's like, oh my gosh. I was like, yes.
I mean, also too, you got to think about it. Cause while Eric isn't dauntless, he's really erudite. Like even though he's dauntless, he's erudite and he's proud to be erudite.
Right. So anyways, that was the only difference there was the he pushed her over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Push.
Oh, we didn't say too that the transfers, like the initiate transfers are in one group.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the initiate.
Well, that's important. They don't really make a note of that very well.
Very quick, but not...
Very quick? Oh, yeah, they do, because Four yells at them in the movie. Initiate transfers with me.
Yeah, because he said, Dauntless born that way. Initiate transfers with me. Yeah. Anyways, so all the transfers are taking a visit to the gate, and they're like, it's locked from the outside. Which is interesting. And she saw an old faction friend that transferred from a different faction and not really important. Or he took her aside and let her know, okay, you're fast. So if you attack first, you can win. Like he's giving her tips now. So now we're like, oh, maybe Four is not such a bad guy. Because he seemed like a real punk up until this point.
Yeah.
She didn't run into a friend. That's the only difference in that. Scenario.
Good. My next note is literally for taunting Triss with knives. So get me to the knives.
Okay. That's coming up. All right. So the transfers wake up super early and they play Capture the Flag. Oh, so they do it out of order then because the knives.
Oh, they do it way out of order. Yeah. Because that comes way after in the movie. Okay. I've got notes on that.
Okay. All right. So they're playing Capture the Flag with paintballs.
Because this is one of my favorite scenes in the book.
Okay. It's Eric's team versus Four's team, and Triss and Christina are on Four's team, and Triss decides, hey, we need to get to high ground so we can see the flag, and they climb up this Ferris wheel, and Four follows, and we find out he hates heights, and they see where the flag is, and she almost falls on the way down, but Four saves her, but she falls on the street and then nearly gets hit by a car. There's like a whole lot more going on.
Dude.
Why are you looking at me like that? Did I write it wrong?
No, you did it right. I'm just realizing how shitty the movie is.
But anyways, they they get the flag. Hang on, let me finish.
Okay.
They get the flag. Christina is like, but I'm going to get it. You got the points for already climbing high, so I'm going to get it. And then she grabs it. And that was the...
Okay. I'm going to get us to the capture of the flag in the movie because I realized the whole thing leading up to it is...
Important.
It's important because there's a huge difference about the capture the flag thing that happens. That only happens because of everything that leads up to it. Oh, so okay, Allie hasn't gotten to a part yet, but there's a part where they're learning how to throw knives. And Al is at this point in the book, Al could cream everyone, but he creamed his first fight and then felt really, really bad and did not want to hurt anyone else. I was like, I can't do this. If this is what this faction wants from me, I'm not going to do it. Like, I'll do bare minimum. I'll tap out. And so he's learning to throw knives, but he keeps letting his knives fall. So then Eric gets mad at him and is like, no, you're going to go stand in front of that target and Four is going to throw knives at you. And Triss is like, that's stupid. No, I'm going to get dumb. So then Eric makes Triss stand in for Al. And so then Four's throwing knives at her. And to make sure that, she remembers what she's doing, he starts taunting her and is like,
Now, if you can't handle this, your friend's going to have to come in place for you, blah, blah, blah. That does not happen in the movie. Not at all. Not a single bit. So then, after this, Trish is like going to get water from a water fountain or something. And she's walking out of the training thing. And down the hallway, she sees people talking about the Divergent and how they have to go and find him and kill him. And she's like, let me hear and listen. And then she realizes it's Janine, because Janine's hanging out at Divergent.
In the book or
in the movie?
In the movie. Okay.
No.
Okay.
This does not happen in the movie or book, guys.
Slightly in a different way.
In a very, very different way. Janine's never there. Not even at the end. Oh, there's
this one part she is there.
Yeah, but it's not like this. Because then
see her.
Because then Triss and Janine have a little interaction with each other.
Okay, keep going, and then we'll get there when we get there.
Yeah, because that's stupid. Janine then tells Triss that she saw her test results now. This is when this happens. That's supposed to happen at the end of the book. And it happens now in the movie.
Okay, keep going.
Stupid. And then they're just talking about how they have to be hunting Divergents, which never happens in the book. Not until later books. Now I've got forgiving Triss tips for the fight with Peter.
Okay.
But then after her fight with Peter, Eric's like, cool, you're out, Triss. You're done. Like,
you've
sucked so bad, you're not a part of this faction anymore. You're factionless. And so, what happens is she's in the hospital, wakes up, and Christina and Will are there talking to her. And they're like, yeah, Eric said you can't be in the faction anymore. Like, you're at the bottom of the bottom. You're not going to make it. And they're like, sorry, we have to go. We get to go do something fun. Bye. And she was like, I'm going to go with you guys. And they're like, no, they said that you can't. So then she lays back in the hospital bed all sad. And then she gets up and gets dressed and runs. And she goes. And then there's this like moment between her and Four, where Four is like proud that she ran out to get on the train to go play pinball. Or paintball. Same thing.
Not really at all.
Yeah. Also, in the movie, the paintballs are darts, not paintballs.
I loved that. Okay, that's the thing. That's one of the movie things I like better.
Really?
I love how more technologically advanced the movie is.
Yeah.
Because when I think of a post-apocalyptic world, I think of more... Especially
technology.
Especially with all the technology, with the serums and everything.
Yeah.
Do you think they have... So the darts that they use in the movie are like nerve darts where it feels like you really got shot. It's like the pain, but then it goes away in a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that seems like a very dauntless thing more than paintballs.
I mean, paintballs leave welts.
Well, it's true, but I don't know. I thought the bullets thing was cool.
That's true. Also, the teams were ginormous in the movie. There's only supposed to be like 4 or 5 people in each team, but there was like 20 people on each team in the movie.
Didn't they take all the initiates?
Oh, maybe.
And they're 10 of each. Or abouts.
Oh. No, I thought it was only the transfer initiates and the dauntless initiates got to go on their own. Yeah. Because it was really only a small group.
Oh, okay.
On the carousel talking to try and figure out when Triss was like, we need to go up.
Okay.
And then they didn't.
I don't remember.
They didn't even listen to her when she said that. So then she just decides to go up and then Four goes up with her.
In the movie, she doesn't even say she's...
Yeah, in the movie, she just goes.
I know. I thought that was weird.
Yeah. You would think she would be like, guys, I have an idea, rather than like, oh, a Ferris wheel, I'm going to climb that. Plus, they're supposed to stop at the platform. Instead, Triss is like, nah, we're climbing to the top of the wheel.
We got to really freak Four out.
Yeah. Also, in the book, it's kind of a point of contention because Christina grabs the flag.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yes, but in the movie,
she just
Triss grabs it.
Yep. Christina didn't even try in the.
No, Christina didn't even. In the book, she gives this whole speech about like, I have nothing going for me. You're doing everything right. You're so good at this and that and this, and I have nothing. You're like, you're ahead on points. Let me get it.
They wouldn't be able to do that because.
Oh, because Triss was
about to get kicked out.
Yeah,
good point.
See, they shouldn't have screwed that up.
Okay.
So much
anger.
The next part really pisses me off.
Okay, well, I have to go
get through everything you...
Hold on, let me just get this one bit in, because I do not like that this is where this happens.
Okay.
Because now to celebrate the win, they go and do the zip line.
Yes.
And I hate that.
I know, I did like that it was a...
It was a, hey, you're down on yourself and out on your luck, and Uriah comes up and is like, let's go.
And you're cool, you can do this type of thing.
I love Uriah, and he's not... It's in this movie. I just said that like that because Allie just dropped her phone.
Okay.
I knew.
All right. Okay, so now what?
My notes literally the zip line ...
Well, at least you know your notes. You can understand them.
Right.
Okay, so now back to the book, and we're going to try and play catch up because, like Bree said, the movie is all out of order. Because now we're just getting to knife throwing. And like she said, everyone's throwing the knives. Eventually, everybody gets it except Al. I don't get why he'd throw that, like not do well at that. It's not like he's beating someone up. Maybe
he, I think he was just nervous.
Okay. And Eric made him stand in the target. And this is when Triss is like, no, I'll take it. Or she didn't say I'll take his place, but basically it's everything Bree just said.
Mm-hmm. That part was pretty okay. Except for the fact that Ford does not taunt her in the movie.
Yes. So then this part didn't happen in the movie. Triss came out of the bathroom in just a towel, because the bathrooms are not in the dormitories.
Yes. And yes.
Peter, Molly, and their little crew were there. And they pull the towel off her and start making fun of her body. And she got away and she went and trained. And she found out that she's fighting.
I think
Molly
she does it
today.
Super early in the movie. Okay. In the movie, she's like, screw this, I'm gonna do this now. But in the book, it happens because she's kind of like, I'm pissed off at everyone. I have nothing else better to do. I'm gonna go train so I can kick their ass.
Which she does. She beat the crap out of Molly.
Yeah.
So that was exciting.
That was the best. I love reading that. I'm like, yes, Triss.
Okay, so then here's something that doesn't happen. So it's visiting day. So Triss's mom actually gets to come. Well, her parents, but her dad doesn't come. And she didn't think her mom was going to come, but her mom came. And they have a little tiff with Will's sister because she believes all the allegations that the abnegation... Wow, say that 10 times fast.
Allegations of the abnegations, allegations.
That's like a rap.
Sounds like a BC Boys rap.
And... Triss's mom led them down this hallway that Triss didn't even know was there. And she starts talking about the initiation test. Like, she knows everything about it. And Triss is like, oh, is she dauntless? Mom gave Triss some instructions to go talk to Caleb because abnegation is not allowed on Aerodite land. And talked to him about the aptitude test serum because something's going down with it.
Down to Chinatown. Okay. So then the zip line in the movie, one of the things that pisses me off is they...
I'm not even to the zip line yet.
I know, but literally right after this is Triss's mom.
Okay, okay, go.
In the movie, so I'm just getting me there.
Okay.
Plus, then once we get there, you'll be like, cool, Bree's already talked about this. Don't even... So, the freaking zip line. In the book, there's no break. They don't freak out about how you're going to break. In the movie, they're like, you got to pull the brake.
Right, yeah. It was odd.
I disliked it very much. So then we get to Triss's mom, but it's not visiting day. Instead, it's Dauntless, or like, which is funny because that's not a Dauntless job.
No, that's why I thought it was odd, too. So the Dauntless are helping unload
food orders, which is an abnegation job.
And an Amity job. Yeah.
Yes. And that's why Peter hates abnegation, because he thinks that abnegation is storing the food for themselves. When they do this.
Yeah.
But instead, the Dauntless are on the food truck unloading the food. Anyways, Triss sees a little glimmer of light. And then she runs over to Lighten's mom. Mom basically goes, they're actively seeking Divergent to kill.
Just like that.
Yeah. Now Triss puts it together that her mom's Dauntless. But it really makes no sense for her to be able to figure out that her mom's Dauntless. Because they're not at the Dauntless compound.
And she was Dauntless or Divergent at that point?
Dauntless. So it makes no sense for her to be able to figure it out because they're not at Dauntless headquarters. So there's no correlation for her to be like, oh, you're Dauntless.
They were talking about like the...
she asked how the tests were going. How are your initiation
fights? And then she started talking
about
the second test and everything like that. So, I mean,
She had some clicks. It makes sense. But book had more where she brought her down hallways. Yeah. And stuff like that.
Yep.
Is that it?
That is it.
Okay.
Wait, where did you go to?
You're so far ahead of me because they're out of order. So now it's they're at lunch and all the friends are talking about their aptitude tests. And Christina recognizes that Triss is lying because candors, that's one of their practices. They have to figure out when people are lying.
Mm-hmm.
And because Tristan... say she was like, oh yeah, because she can't talk about her test because she's divergent. And eventually she's like, yeah, I tested for abnegation. Like, she had to just do fake, like, half truths.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't happen at all in the movie.
Nope.
Here, this also did not happen at all in the movie, which I'm kind of okay this didn't happen. So they went and they did rankings and they noticed that, or Peter saw, he was in second behind this kid named Edward. So that night, Peter, or everybody's woken up because Edward is screaming.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has a knife stuck in his eye. Oh my gosh. When I heard this, my mouth like dropped. I was like, oh my gosh. And so Triss helps and cleans it up and after all that sort of stuff. And later in the day, all his stuff is gone and his girlfriend is gone too because she couldn't live without him. So she left too and they're all, they're factionless now. And Al is currently in last place, but he didn't get kicked out because Edward ended up leaving. So he got pretty lucky there. So there's no Edward in the movie at all right now.
There is no Edward in the movie right now. I also realized I still had a few notes. My notes are super...
sporadic.
Yeah, because the movie's just so messed up. One of the key points about Triss's mom visiting her was that she told her to go talk to Caleb because she needed him to figure out about the serum. She doesn't say that at all in the movie.
No, she doesn't.
So then Triss just goes to visit her brother just because.
I actually had to tell my mom when she's like, because Triss ends up leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, oh, she quit? I was like, no, this is what happens in the book.
This is why, but yeah. I also realized that they had to make Triss the bottom because they needed a reason for Al to dislike her.
They had to make Al dislike her?
For a part that's coming up that you don't even have yet.
Oh.
That you haven't said.
Okay. Okay.
For their... Yeah.
Okay. Why do you have to dislike her for that?
Because in a movie, why else would he do that?
Because he's the bottom and he's freaking out that he's going to get cut.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, because they make Triss the bottom so that she then becomes the top. And then he gets pissed and gets her.
Oh, I didn't see it as a pissed. I saw it as he was freaking out because he's going to.
In the book, yes.
Oh,
in the
movie, I got no. It. And I didn't. He didn't seem angry in the movie at all to me.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways. All right. So now it's the zip line. And this is where we meet Uriah. And. Bree said everything.
So. Yes, I did.
Okay, so now we're at stage two of initiation, and it's all a mental thing. Oh, and something that her mom... This is a thing. Something her mom warned her about was that stage two is when they catch Divergent. Mm-hmm. So you gotta stay in the middle of the pack.
Which really pissed me off, because Triss does not stay in the middle of the pack.
She doesn't! For book or movie.
No. I'm like, she's like, oh, I got this. I was like, girl!
She's like, number one. I'm like, you're so dumb.
I was like...
She's like, with each read, each book, I'm like, she's turning more and more to Bella, where I just can't stand her. Okay, so they're basically so
fine.
No, you're good. They're showed that they're in this fear landscape. So it's a simulation of all their fears that they have. And they have to figure out how to get through them. And so Triss is being attacked by birds. And she freaks out and comes out of it because she remembers to calm down because it's a simulation. And four is like, how long do you think you were in there? And she's like, I don't know, 20 minutes. He's like, three, which is like three, four times faster than most initiates.
Mm-hmm.
So now things are getting like, sus.
Yes. So in the movie, four warns her, or no, in the book, four warns her about her fear landscape. Because four has kind of figured out that she's divergent, but he's not going to come out and be like, hey, you got to do this. So he's like... You should probably be smart about this. In the movie, he just gives her a shot and lets her go.
Yeah.
So then she freaks out
And this is then when she goes to visit her brother for no apparent reason in the movie. And then one of the first things she tells Caleb, which I think is such bullshit, is she goes, I'm not going to make it in Dauntless. It's like,
right.
Because you did your fear landscape once and it took you 3 minutes. Okay.
Triss goes into the dorm and Peter's there reading a newspaper, which is saying that abnegation is horrible, blah, 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 blah. And it calls Triss's parents out because Triss and Caleb both left abnegation. And they go by the chasm and Four is there, super drunk. Mm-hmm. And they went back to bed, like her room, and Al is there. And he clearly is crushing on her. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, gosh, that'd be too much. I'd just be like, everybody stop it.
Stop.
And so Triss does her second round of simulations. And she's in this glass box and it fills with water. She eventually can tap and break the glass or however she breaks it in the book. Mm-hmm. She taps it. Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Except for I hate in the movie every single time she's about to do something because she's divergent. And so she's breaking the norms.
This isn't real.
Yes. Pisses me off every time.
I really like
this. This isn't real. Taps the glass, it breaks. I'm like,
it shows her that she's calming down. I liked it.
I hate it. It's one of my least favorite things in the movie. I'm like, girl, you said, say it the first time. Fine. Do you really? She says it in her fear landscape and Four's.
This isn't real.
She was calming him down then.
Yeah, she didn't do a very good job.
So when she gets out of the simulation, Ford's like, breaking the glass is not a Dauntless thing. And she goes and finds Tori. And we find out that Tori's brother is divergent and the leaders killed him. Mm-hmm. Keep going?
Yeah.
Okay. A couple more days go by and articles keep coming about how abnegation's horrible. And Triss continues going through her simulations and she's like kicking butt every single time. And... they get the progress report and Al, Christina, and Will are all jealous. But Uriah's like, woohoo, because Triss is like at the top now. So I was like, good job, Uriah. Like, being happy for your friend. Mm-hmm. Little punks.
I love Uriah.
I know. And so they're... So they went and, like, were shooting muffins off each other's head because that's what, you know, Dauntless Born do. Mm-hmm. And this is when... She goes to bed and she wakes up and she hears Eric talking to a woman who
is
Janine, we find out, about Divergent. And she realizes that Eric was an erudite transfer. So that's when we find that out, too. Mm-hmm.
And that happened forever ago in the movie.
Yes, it did. Okay, so Triss gets a bag thrown over her head because she was at, like, the watering fountain when mm-hmm. she heard this. And these guys, three of them, try and drop her over the chasm. Mm-hmm. And she figures out it's Peter, Drew, and another was Al, mm-hmm. her friend. Mm-hmm.
She can tell by the scent.
Yep. So she put up a hardcore fight and they start like groping her and mm-hmm. all this sort of stuff. And Four comes and beats the crap out of them. Mm-hmm.
In the movie, Triss does not get blindfolded for the attack. And then one of the big things that I like in the book is that Four tells Triss that she needs to be vulnerable right now. Yeah. She needs to go and be close to her friends. In the movie, he doesn't say that. He's just like, are you okay? Good. Go kick ass.
Okay, so she sleeps in Ford's room that night. And she takes his advice. And she starts acting weak and all this sort of stuff. And they went to the next part of initiation, which is the full fear landscape, which is mm-hmm. where they face all of their fears. And Peter's like, that's not fair. Because what if one person has 7 fears and another has 20? And Four called him out and was like, well, I know one of your fears is small girls from abnegation. I was like, yes, good job. And they go back to their dorms and Al's crying, asking for Triss to forgive him. And she says, don't ever come near me again or I'll kill you. And the next day they pull Al up from the chasm because he committed suicide. I was so sad about that.
I know. Yeah, that's a sad death for me. Mm-hmm. I loved Al. Except for when he turned into a dick. In the movie, Triss yells at Al in front of the whole entire lunchroom. Mm-hmm. And then Four makes Triss practice in his fear landscape. That's where I'm at. For her, he's like, you have to practice. You have to be ready for yours.
Yep.
Whereas in the book, it's he wants to show her this part of him.
Yes.
Rather than... here, we're going to practice this way.
Because he had to practice because she's not acting
divergent, dauntless.
So he's trying to teach her what they would do.
He's like, this is how you do it.
Yeah, I did like that.
Which is all stupid because also in the book, she knew exactly how to do it in the dauntless way. Mm-hmm. In the movie, she just kept like, this is what we would do. And he's like, no, that's incorrect. We have to go this way. And I was like, this makes no sense. The book did it perfectly fine. How come? What?
Yeah, it was lame.
I hated it.
All right.
Also, I really hated in the spawn closure one that what they have to do is stop the walls from closing. I'm like, no, in the book, it makes more sense. You have to make yourself smaller so that the walls close in on you.
Okay. You're so angry.
I am. I hate. Oh, I guess I shouldn't spoil that right now. These movies screw it up.
They figured it out already. Okay. So, and then they get out of the fear landscape. Find out his name is Tobias. He's the one from 2 years ago. And because his four fears are heights, tight places, he has to kill a woman and an innocent and being beaten up by his dad. And we find out his name's Tobias and they end up kissing.
Mm-hmm.
Lovey-dovey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then in the movie after this, Four then goes and shows Triss that the Erudite are loading things into the Dauntless compound.
Yep. That doesn't happen. But in the book... They keep practicing, but now they're in another leader's dream, fear landscape.
Mm-hmm.
And Triss, of course, gets abduction. So it just took her a while to calm down in that one. And when she got out, she's freaking out. And Triss, or Four goes and says, you need to knock it off. She freaking smacks the crap out of him. And this is when she goes to see Caleb because she's so pissed off at Four.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes to see Caleb. They spoke about how he trusts their parents and everything like, or how, if he trusts their parents and to go check on the serum, she gets caught by Janine and she recognized her voice. And this is how she knew it was Janine talking to Eric. And she decides to play her part as a Dauntless. And when Janine asks if her parents hit her, she's like, yes, yes, they did. The papers are true. Which I was like, that seemed dumb to me.
Yeah.
I was like, can't you just be like, act like a Dauntless without getting your parents in more trouble?
It makes sense to me when I read it, but when you're saying it right here, I'm like, I can't think of it.
Okay. So then Triss is escorted back to the compound where Eric is pissed. And Tobias comes out and says, knock it off. Just go away. And they leave. And Four's like, no one can know about this because they'll think you're getting a special treatment, favoritism. And Triss goes back to the dorm and Christina tells her that her and Will kissed. Mm-hmm. And it's just so cute. She's so excited. She's like, can you be a girl for a minute?
That's not happen in the movie.
No, they don't even, like, they do this flirty thing all the time, but it's never said that they're together.
Which then doesn't help their story.
No. And so then instead of showing what Bree said, the loading stuff into Dauntless, Tobias shares that Erudite has war plans on their computers. Which, I mean, why wouldn't they just do that?
Yeah. No. And, because Janine's all over the Dauntless corridors.
And so they're planning on using Dauntless as weapons somehow.
Mm-hmm. But they don't know how. And that kind of, after Four shows Triss that, they kind of are like, what are they trying to do? But then I feel like they also figured it out right then and there. And I was like, it takes you guys a long ass time in the book.
All right. So the next day is initiation day. And Triss is the last one to go. Everybody, they only have to watch her facial expressions because no one can see what's going on in her brain except for the leaders watching it. Right. And she.
In the book, no. They're supposed to be acting it out. This is one of my things that I don't like.
Say again, what?
When they're on their fear landscape, everyone's watching the screen because they can see them acting out what's happening. They just can't see what they're seeing. It's like they see the person freaking out like, and like doing things, but they don't know what they're freaking out about.
So I read it. Okay, then. Okay, so they don't just see her laying there and like her facial expressions?
No, they see it all.
What do they see on the screen? They just don't see what her fears are?
Yeah.
But they just, so they just,
like everyone just, watching.
So it'd just be like her in like a blank room freaking out because birds are coming after her.
The leaders see what it is, but all of the like other initiates can see it. It's not just her in the chair like.
Oh, I.
Like in the movie.
Oh, I read it as they see her face.
No, because everyone was laughing at people because like someone would be afraid of being like naked in public. So like they're like sitting there like this trying to talk. Yeah.
I did not get that.
Which then makes me laugh because then when it comes to her fear with four, obviously people see her doing something.
How funny. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, all of Triss's fears are the birds, the water tank being abducted, the commitment with Tobias, shooting her family, and was there another one?
Yeah, because she did not have four. She had seven. Water tank, crows, commitment, shooting family.
Abducted. Something else.
Yeah.
Anyways, I thought it was very interesting because the big difference here for me was the commitment with Tobias. I mean, it's hard to show commitment. So in the movie, it was
it like, had to be like he was being forceful with her. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I was like, oh, when I read that part. Oh, look, we've been here quite a while, haven't we? Okay. So he shows. And then afterwards. Yeah. After the fear landscape, everyone's like injected with something now, which she's like, oh, my gosh.
It's a tracker is what they say. But then it clicks for her that this is how they're going to use Dauntless.
Yes. So Tobias and Triss went off to chit chat and he goes to kiss her, which freaks her out. And she shares about her landscape and they talk and show each other their tattoos. And now they're all happy. They're just happy together.
Yeah, that kind of happens.
That happens.
Yeah.
So they find out their rankings and Triss is number one. Peter's five. Drew and Molly are cut. Tobias comes over to congratulate them and congratulate Triss. And she decides to kiss him in front of everybody. And that's when it clicks that the injection was control.
Yep. That
doesn't happen at all.
No. Nope. Triss just sees people getting injected and she doesn't want to get injected.
Yeah. So that night, everyone is woken up, or Triss is woken up because everybody's like robot zombie people. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh my gosh, the serum didn't work on me because I'm divergent. And she's like, I hope it doesn't work on Tobias. And so she's like trying to look for him and they're on a train to abnegation and she slowly finds him and she is confirmed it didn't work. So she's like,
you're divergent.
Yeah. And they continue to act how the zombie creature people. and then they come across Eric and Eric holds a gun to Tobias's head and is like, I'm going to shoot him. And Triss shoots Eric's foot. And then Triss was shot in the shoulder and they were all taken to Janine.
Mm-hmm.
That was very quick. This is what happened type of thing.
No one gets shot in the movie. Everyone just starts pulling their guns on each other. Triss doesn't get shot in the shoulder.
I think she does, but it doesn't. Like, it's like, I got shot. And then it's like, nothing happened. Whereas in the all three books,
yeah, it's a constant thing. Yeah. She's like, oh, shoot. Yeah, that hurts still.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not in the movie.
I think she did shoot Eric's foot. Because when Peter's like, you're not going to shoot me. She's like, why does everybody keep saying that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because she does shoot them.
That's true.
The main difference in this one that I like in the movie was that there was another divergent in Dauntless.
Mm-hmm. But then they got killed.
They got killed because he's like, what's going on? And they're like, oh, a divergent. And then they shot him, which was the movie Holding Our Hands. But I liked the
visual.
I know you didn't because
funny. Okay, I don't like this movie, you guys. This movie sucks. This whole series movie sucks.
Oh, gosh. All right.
Which sucks because I think they casted it perfectly.
They really did. They did great.
I wish they did the story justice.
Okay. So in the book, we're at Janine is gloating about how everything's going right. This is exactly how she wants it to go. And she then injects Tobias with a serum that works on divergence. But she's like, we'll just kill Triss because she's injured. And Tobias ends up attacking Triss because it makes friends seem like enemies. And that was put to an end because she's like, you know what? I'm going to drown Triss in a box instead. Mm-hmm. So she goes to do that. And her mom comes to save her.
Yeah.
Did you want to do any of that?
I was going to say, my next note is when Triss's dad is supposed to say something, but Marcus says it in the movie. And that's the way when after Peter gets shot.
Okay, then I keep going.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, the difference is that they just bring her out to shoot her. They don't put her in a glass box in the movie.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. So, her mom saves her, and she explains that she is also divergent. On the way to their hideout, this is it. Mom sacrifices herself so Triss can make it safe. And Triss continues to run, and she's chased by dauntless robot people.
One thing I don't like about this in the movie is that Triss stops. In the book, her mom's like, you run, I'll meet you there. So Triss starts booking it. Instead, in the movie, it's this huge scene where she stops and she's crying over her mom, and like they're shooting at her, and she's like, stop.
I mean, realistic.
Probably, but also your mom just told you to run. Why aren't you running?
Because she just died.
Did you just say that's not realistic?
No, you're good.
Yeah,
I don't know. I would freak out and just be like, my life would be over. Yeah, I would just die.
You go run to your mom. Mom.
I would. My life would be over. My mama died on me.
No, I would run.
Well,
I'd be Booktress.
Who you guys love.
You're an abnegation. I'm a dauntless.
I'm interested. We're going to take a test, you guys. Figure out who we really are. I think I'm Amity.
I'm probably Erudite.
Okay, so the robot dauntless are coming, and Will is one of them, and he's about to shoot her. And she's like, shoots him in the head.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gets to the safe house, and there's Caleb, Marcus, and this girl named Susan. And that was it.
Okay. Oh, you said
Caleb.
Oh,
and her dad. Yeah.
Yeah. Susan's not in the movie, but yeah.
Yeah, but there was a bunch more people.
And there was a ton. Well, actually, I think there was a ton of people.
Oh, but that's just who they talked about.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Because that's who they send off in Insurgent.
Oh, okay. You're right.
The other place.
Okay. So they had to figure out where the Dauntless are being controlled at. And Triss knew, based on past information, that it's in Dauntless headquarters control room. So they head that way. And she has her dad, Caleb, and Marcus. And Marcus is Tobias's dad. I don't know if we ever said that.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Way at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You explained it.
Okay. And so then they do all the same stuff. They have to jump off the train, jump down into the hole in the building and all this sort of stuff. And they run into Peter and she shoots him in the leg. Leg? Arm.
Arm.
Arm. And
so that he can still walk.
That's right. And Peter takes them where they're supposed to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so that he's not killed by the Erudites.
In the book, Triss's dad pulls out his abnegation and it's like, did you really have to shoot Peter?
Yes.
In the movie, it's Marcus who's like, did you really have to shoot him?
Yes.
And I don't like that because
Marcus,
spoiler alert, Triss's dad is about to die too. So I also like that. Like one of her last interactions with him was full on abnegation to make her kind of question everything again.
He's about to die. I want him to question you.
No, I want her to question everything.
I know, but this is, what a great last memory of your dad. Did you really have to do that?
I mean, I like too that she then has a memory of him grabbing guns and shooting everyone too.
Yeah, because he sacrificed himself.
Uh-huh. And she's like, whoa, my dad's holding a gun.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, my dad was erudite.
We find that out next book, don't we?
Oh.
That is.
I forgot that.
Well, what they do now is they go to the control room. Tobias is there. He attacks her. Triss decides to give up, and Tobias kind of snaps out of it. And they steal the simulation. They put an end to all this, and they go back to Caleb and Marcus, and they decided they need to go back to Abnegation headquarters, so they get on a train, and they're off.
So this whole fight, Janine is there. Janine is there for the whole entire end of the movie. She has this big fight with them. I don't understand why. Why did they make a pregnant Kate Winslet do this scene?
Poor girl.
That's what I want to know.
I loved how they did
And then
the
they
serum.
Shoot her with the serum.
I thought it was pretty cool. And it's like, ha-ha, because she got mind-controlled to turn off the system.
And then another thing is they leave the control room without grabbing a jump drive, without grabbing any information
that, weird
that they need for the next part of the story.
Yes.
For the second book. But oh, wait. Did I miss that note? Oh, I put it in our
movie reactions. I haven't said it yet in this podcast.
Okay, go.
I bet you can guess what it is. Allie, what do I love in this movie?
The score.
Close. The soundtrack.
Yeah. Isn't that the same thing?
Score is the instrumental music. Soundtrack is like the songs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know you haven't said it. You haven't said that in a hot minute.
I know. I put it in the video reactions because... I freaking love this movie soundtrack. That's the only thing that I like about this movie.
Oh my gosh.
Apart from the cast. Also, are you ready? My one positive note that I have at the very end, because when they're running, it's really funny. You have to watch. Are you rewatching Insurgent?
Uh-huh.
Watch. Ansel has the best run in the whole entire movie. I love his Caleb run. I don't know if this is Caleb's run or his run, but it's really hilarious. He looks like he doesn't know how to run.
Okay.
And I was like, is that because you know that you're not dauntless, so you can't run? Or is that you're just like, I don't want to run.
Like, dang, to have it. So tired.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's that.
Yeah. All right. Let's do some casting. Okay. Oh my gosh. IMDb cast 184 people. Oh,
yeah. For all the different factions. Yep. Yeah. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Shailene did Triss. She was Triss.
I love her. She's Triss.
She's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I liked her a lot.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then Theo James was 4, or Tobias.
Mm-hmm. I love Theo as 4.
He's so cute.
Mm-hmm. He's an ass.
Oh.
He didn't come to fans. He only went
Don't
to
tell me that.
He only went to the fans that were in front of the paparazzi so that he could get pictures signing
man.
Their
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's my biggest beef with him. And I was part of the fans before the paparazzi, and we tried. Our whole section started chanting his name to get him to come over, and he did not come over. And I was like, you're 4 and I love you as 4. But you are an ass.
Dang, Nab.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah.
The cute ones are always jerks.
Yeah. Yeah. Miles is a sweet one. I love Miles.
Okay. We'll get there. So Ashley Judd is Triss's mom.
What's funny is I don't like her as an actress that much, but she's Triss's mom.
So I never knew who she was, and I worked at the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of our regulars comes up and they're like, you look like Ashley Judd. And I'm like, okay. And I didn't know if that was a compliment or not.
Yeah.
And then watching the movie, I'm like, oh, that's who it is. And I don't see it at all. I don't either.
That's funny.
I'm like, okay.
Thanks.
But no, I think she did really good as her mom.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay. Oh no.
Jai
Courtney played Eric.
Ooh, he was so good.
He was so good. He is not at all how Eric is described in the book. Eric has like long black hair and he's got multiple piercings all over his face.
Yeah.
And then in the movie, he's got short blonde hair and 2 piercings in his eyebrow. But he plays Eric so perfectly that I don't even care. Plus, I met him. I got to go see. No, I didn't get to see Divergent early. I just went to like this weird small premiere thing for it.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, I did see it early. I saw it early before the red carpet, and then the red carpet, they didn't let fans go in and see it for some reason. But
weird.
I know, but I didn't care because I was like, whatever, I already saw it. So I saw
like, screwed it up, so I don't want to see it again.
Exactly. So he was at the little, like, they had a really small red carpet, and him and Miles were there, and he was so sweet too.
Oh,
so
good.
Yeah, I like Eric.
I like him.
Mm-hmm. Eric Jai.
Ray Stevenson played Marcus.
He is perfect. He's scary. He's tall.
Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, I can see that. Mm-hmm. Like, because, of course, watching the movie first, all the characters were already in my head as this is how they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So I didn't even remember that Eric was described wrong. Because I was like, oh, that's Eric.
That's who it is.
So, yeah. But no, he did good. Tony Goldwyn played Triss's dad.
Mm-hmm. I think he did great.
I think so, too.
I love him as this role.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I liked him a lot. Okay. Maggie Q is Tori.
She did great.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No complaints.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Mekhi Phifer plays Max. Max is supposed to be a big character in the book, but he's barely in the movie.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about him because at the red carpet premiere, I get his autograph.
and it takes me forever and ever. It's maybe like a year after it that I'm listening to Eminem's Lose Yourself. And at one part he goes, "This ain't no movie. There ain't no Mekhi Phifer." And I was like, what? And then I realized, because Mekhi Phifer is in 8 Mile.
Okay.
Which, and he plays Eminem's like rap battle person against him.
Okay.
And so then I had a little fangirl moment because I was like, oh my God, I got his autograph. He was in 8 Mile. And it took that long to connect.
Now you're going to have to post his autograph.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kate Winslet played Janine. Y'all, I kept looking at her, trying to imagine her as Rose. And she doesn't look like Rose at all anymore.
Mm-mm. But she's super sweet.
Yeah.
She, when she came up to us, everyone was trying to get autographs in her picture. And she was like, she like stopped signing and was like, okay, guys, everyone wants a picture with me, but I really want to get everyone's things autographed. So what you do is you turn around while I'm right behind you and I'm signing things and you take a selfie with me in the
picture. Teaching y'all how to cheat the system. That's awesome.
Like, thanks, Kate.
Yeah. But another fun fact that I didn't get to put in, she was 5 or 6 months pregnant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, you can see it.
Yeah, so anytime she has her little iPad or whatever, she's hiding her bump.
They also did a lot of mid shots.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, well, that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
So then we got Ben Lloyd Hughes played Will.
I think he did good.
Yeah, he did fine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Christian Madsen played Al.
Madsen.
Dang, damn it. I caught it too. And I was,
you did? I imagine someone way nerdier and kind of chubbier than what he is, but I really like how he plays Al. So
I had such a hard time because Will and Al kind of look the same to me.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I kept,
yeah, that makes sense.
I didn't.
If they had Al a little bit more chubbier, that probably would have helped you differentiate.
Yeah. They look, I mean, they obviously look different,
mm-hmm.
but
they look the same. Tall white dudes with brown hair.
Yes, basically. Mm-hmm. So, but he did fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is the theme of the book and the movie the same?
Yes.
Yes.
It is.
Fighting, not wanting to go to war, but end up going to war.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all that jazz. Do the characters stay true to the movie? Do the characters stay true in the movie to how they are written in the book?
I want to say yes to,
but you don't
but
know
I
for sure.
I feel like there's some parts. I think Janine for sure was not written. Janine is not the same at all.
Why?
Janine's the bad guy, but she's not as... In the book, she's the subtle bad guy. In the movie, she's just flat out bad.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She's like... She's the mastermind behind everything, but she does it in a way that no one realizes.
That it's her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you that. So, which do you prefer?
Is this going to surprise you? No. Book. 1000% book.
You guys, I'm having such a hard time. I think I'm going to go movie. She looks so sad, you guys.
I really hope that you don't choose movie for Allegiant. That's the only one I really care about.
Well, as of right now, I'm not going to give anything away. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But this one was really hard, you guys. Like we said, we did the intro, outro at the library.
Mm-hmm.
I had to say...
Allie made me give my answer there and then...
I had to say, come back to me. We need to go through the whole thing before I really know. Because, okay, so here's how it went. So I watched the movie first. I was like, great movie. I remember watching it in theaters. Read the book. I was like, oh, I like the detail in the book. I think maybe I like the book better. Then I watched it with my mom. And I was like, ugh. No, that's a great movie.
Hard.
So I really couldn't decide, but I think
I hand you the book and the movie. Which are you going to choose?
I would choose the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would choose the book.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Shocking.
What? Last minute. Actually.
All right. So this week we have a mini-sode, but...
Next week,
we're going to do, what do you think?
Wow, I can't even joke about anything. Like, my brain wants to say Twilight again.
We're going to do Insurgent, Divergent, number 2. Mm-hmm. So
let's see how I feel about that.
Yeah.
I already know how I feel about this whole damn series.
Man, this whole book is like, well, the series is just interesting because it goes like,
I really cannot wait for her to read Allegiant after seeing it.
Because it's like, Divergent did okay. Mm-hmm. I would say, you know, till the very end, like it did the changes it had to do, or mm-hmm. didn't have to do, but it did the changes it did, but still kept the info in there somehow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the end was just kind of like, oh, what?
Yeah, the end. It was funny because before we had done this, I told Allie, I was like, these books and movies are just horrible. And then
I watch it. I'm like, wait, and read it. I'm like, wait.
Yeah. That was pretty spot on. And so then I went into watching it after I had read it. And I was like, oh, it is pretty spot on. And then it got to, once I go into the forest for your landscape, that's when everything went to shit.
So it was a little different, like, okay, but it wasn't major like I was expecting.
Yeah, yeah. And then
then the next one is just like, okay, for maybe like 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, we're gonna do what we want.
And I'm like, this is the story that we set us up for in the movie.
So I was like, oh, yeah. So stay tuned for that, because that'll be a fun comparison. Oh man, but with all that, I say we just say Divergent
went off script.
All right, you guys. See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticism to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze
for Book Tales.